Look here. He directed the attention of the younger man and into the reducer, which now represented intergalactic space, with a portion of the second galaxy filling one edge. I have a solution, but its practicability depends upon whether or not it calls for the impossible from you, Wurzel, and your Rigellians. You remarked at the start that I knew my tactics. I wish I knew more, or at least could be certain that Boscone and I agree on what constitutes good tactics. I feel quite safe in assuming, however, that we shall meet their grand fleet well outside the galaxy. Why? Asked the startled Kinnison. If I were Eichmiel, I'd pull every ship I had in around Jarnabon and keep it there. They can't force engagement with us. Poor tactics. The very presence of their fleet out in space will force engagement, and a decisive one at that. From his viewpoint, if he defeats us there, that ends it. If he loses, that's only his first line of defense. His observers will have reported fully. He will have invaluable data to work upon and much time before even his outlying fortresses can be threatened. From our viewpoint, we can't refuse battle if his fleet is there. It would be suicidal for us to enter that galaxy, leaving intact outside it a fleet as powerful as that one is bound to be. Why? Harrying us from the rear might be bothersome, but I don't see how it could be disastrous. Not that. They could, and would, attack Tellus. Oh. I never thought of that. But couldn't they, anyway, two fleets? No. He knows that Tellus is very strongly held, and that this is no ordinary fleet. He will have to concentrate everything he has upon either one or the other. It is almost inconceivable that he could divide his forces. QX. I said that you're the brains of the outfit. You are. Thanks, lad. At the first sign of detection, we stop. They may be able to detect us, but I doubt it, since we're looking for them as special instruments. But that's immaterial. What I want to know is, can you and your crew split Grand Fleet, making two big hollow hemispheres of it? Let this group of ambers represent the enemy. Since they know we'll have to carry the battle to them, they'll probably be in fairly close formation. Set your two hemispheres, the reds, there and there. Close them in, thus englobing their whole fleet. Can you do it? Kinnison whistled through his teeth, a long, low, unmelodious whistle. Yes. But Clono's carbaloi claws, Chief. Suppose they catch you at it. How can they? If you were using detectors instead of double-end tight-beam binders, how many of our own vessels could you locate? That's right, too. About 2% of them. They couldn't tell that they were being englobed until long after it was done. They could, however, globe up inside us. Yes, and that would give them the tactical advantage of position, the Admiral admitted.